Okay, here we go. L'kavod Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, this year, Tavshin Pei Aleph, L'in Shvi and Tzchus Rufur Shalom, Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, B'Sor Shechal Yisrael, also L'in Nishmas, my great-grandma's Yartza, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Sar Bas Mordechai, and L'in Nishmas, my great-grandfather's Yartza was last week, of Yosef Ben Vechesko Levitz. Let's say three ideas of why, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar api hashkafa, api musar, api chasidus, api something that could give us a little bit of an insight. How could it be that we don't blow the shofar? So I want to say three ideas. My Rebbe, Rabbi Baruch Simon Shlita, just put out a brand new Imre Baruch on Rosh Hashanah. Baruch Hashem for Beagleheisen, who Baruch Hashem ships all over the country, especially to Florida. So we thank them very much. And I'd like to say three ideas. The first idea from the Meshech Chachma. The second idea from the Kosher Gavur Goyin, the Eretz Tzvi, Zechus Gavur Hashem Kam Domam. And the third idea from the Morav Hashemesh. Of why is it we don't blow the shofar when it comes to when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. The first idea comes out of the Meshech Chachma. We quoted this last week, but we could quote it again. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Z. Weinberg, has a beautiful shiur. You should listen to the whole shiur. It's beautiful, based on a Torah from Rav Moshe Wolfson. But for now, let's show you the Meshech Chachma. The Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, Yiyel Lechem Shabbason, Zichron Shua. At the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah should be a Zichron Shua. The Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, that Zayin HaMabez, Kol Hashanah She'ein Togim B'Schilasa, Merin Lom B'Soifa. Any year that doesn't have shofar in the beginning, it's going to be a bad year. Tosus on the spot quotes the Bahag. Bahag says it doesn't mean when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be a bad year. No. It just means when you're an Onis, and you're on your Onis, you're not able to blow the shofar, that's when it's going to be a bad year. And says the Meshech Chachma, an incredible insight. He says at the end of the day, Anos Rachmanu Patre. We know the idea is that when an unforeseen circumstance happens, and you're not able to do something, you're Patre. But at the end of the day, as the Moshe Svi said, even if we wanted to blow the shofar, but now we're onus, we're putter, because what's the reason? Because gzeir deraba, we don't want to carry, but we still don't get the schusim of shofar. So it's got to be a deep idea, says the Meshech Chachma. He says the Meshech Chachma, want to know why? The Gemara tells us on Devas Tav Zayin that the shofar reminds the Rebbeinu Shlomo of the Kedas Yitzchak, the Mesiras Nefesh, the loyalty, the dedication, the effort that Avraham Avinu put in to be able to make sure to sacrifice Yitzchak. When we bring our shofar, it reminds the Rebbeinu Shlomo of the Kedas Yitzchak. Says the Meshech Chachma, when we don't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, what are we doing? We're showing the Rebbeinu Shlomo that we're dedicated to him. That we know how great the shofar is. We know how great the medicine, that the shofar is the ultimate way to ma'ayra the Rebbeinu Shlomo's rachamim, according to the Medrash. It brings the Rebbeinu Shlomo from the medina of gvura to the din of rachamim, to mercy. But we're so scared of Shabbos, of kavod shemayim for Shabbos, we're willing to put ourselves in a sakana gedola, says the Meshech Chachma. Even if it's an ones, but because it's a gzera derabbanan, a gzera of rabba, we might come to carry the shofar on Shabbos. We put ourselves on the line, so to say. We don't need the shofar. And says the Meshech Chachma, do you want to know why we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? He says, blowing the shofar on Shabbos is by not blowing. When we don't blow the shofar because of our dedication to Shabbos, that is the mysterious nefesh itself. The whole Indian, what was the DNA of Akedas Yitzchak? The DNA of Akedas Yitzchak was going above and beyond for their bonus shalom. And says the Meshech Chachma, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and when we don't blow, that itself is the Akedas Yitzchak. That itself is the blowing. We blow by not blowing. Let's look inside by the Meshech Chachma. The Kevan Shekein Harei Zuke Harei Zeh Gufei Ma She'ein Anu Togem Rosh Hashanah Shechal Shabbos, and that which we don't blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Zeh Gufa Akeda Ruchnis Muflegis U'Moyel Eretz Hosanu Kimo Shemratzon Zichron Shofar. He says, by us not blowing is the spiritual Akeda, that the same results and the same rachamim that the shofar would bring on a weekday, on the second day of Yom Tov, on Sunday, when we don't blow for Kavod Shemayim, for Kedusha Shabbos, that in itself is the blowing. Because it's the Mesiras Nefesh, it's the dedication we show the Rebbeinu Shlomo. We appreciate the Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Ginzei, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. We all understand the great gift of Shabbos. We're willing to put the shofar aside for the honor for Shabbos. So the Kedas Yitzchak is Mesiras Nefesh, and Kiddush Shabbos Mesiras Nefesh. So by us not blowing, we're actually blowing and being Ma'or the Rebbeinu Shel Racham. What a beautiful insight of the Meshech Chachma. You should see it all inside. It's on Parshas Emor, Chav Gimel, Chav Dal. Let's move on to the Kosher Glover going. So Chosek Analeno, second idea. So Rabbi Sami quotes the Kosher Glover, and the Kosher Glover is based on a Chasim Sofer. The Chasim Sofer is in a Tshuva, Chasim Sofer in Yoredeya. It's also found in Toris Moshe. And on daf on page Samaches in mine, it's on page 11 at the end of Parshas Vayera. The Dibra Maskez Inami later on by Akedas Yitzchak. Says the Chazam Sofer, why do we call the Akedas Yitzchak Akedas Yitzchak? Who was the most challenging for? For the son to be killed or for the father to kill a son? Of course it should be called Akedas Avram. Says the Chazam Sofer, why do we call it Akedas Yitzchak? It should be called Akedas Avram. And he says such a beautiful insight. Says the Chazam Sofer, really the ultimate serious nefesh was for Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak didn't have the command. He didn't hear the Rabbon Hashem command his father. He had the emunas chachamim. He had the belief in the Rabbon Hashem and belief in that Avraham Avinu was a vehicle for the Rabbon Hashem to say, you know what? Mesiris nefesh. There's what the Rabbon Hashem wants. And this is why it goes by Akedas Yitzchak and not by Akedas Avram. Because Akedas Yitzchak is shows that he had emunas chachamim. He had emuna even if he didn't hear from the Rabbon Hashem. Mikomokam lo ikev klal v'haislo emunas chachamim av shalo shama v'pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kosher Glover Rebbe, the last Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva's Chochmei Lublin, the Nazis killed his guf, but his neshama lives on in 2020. You want to know, at the end of the day, you want to know why it's so special, by blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Ma'or the Akedas Yitzchak. What does Akedas Yitzchak represent? It represents Emunah's Chachamim. It represents Emunah believing in the Chachamim, because Yitzchak Avinu didn't hear the Rabbanu Shalom give the request and the command to Avraham Avinu, but he still believed in doing the right thing. He says that's the same thing over here, says the Kosher Glover Rebbe. When it comes to us not blowing on Shabbos, it's not Dara. He said Dara, he said it's okay. Right? The Gemara says, Zichron, yo, true. No, because it's Gzeir Darabba, it's Darabanan. It's Darabanan according to the Bavli. It's Darabanan. Why? Because we're scared. Gzeir Shemi Avirin Dawad Amas Bershur Ras Rabbim. It's the same reason of the Akedas Yitzchak. The Akedas Yitzchak was Emunas Chachamim. Yitzchak Avinu believed in Avraham Avinu that he got a command from Avraham, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too over here. The Amunus Chacham shall gzeir deraba ole lefnei kisei akavod umamlitz badenu l'tova bedin shel Rosh Hashanah. When we listen to the Chachamim and we don't blow, we're being ma'or the same Amunus Chachamim that Yitzchak Avinu had when Avraham Avinu told him it was time to be able him to be killed. And therefore, even if he didn't hear it, that's the mysterious nefesh. And for us, believing in the Chachamim, even though the pasuk doesn't say anywhere in the Torah to not blow on Shabbos, but we believe in the Chachamim to put the shofar aside. It's the same Mesiris Nefesh. It's the Emunas Chachamim. It's the Emunah in the rabbis of the generation. It's the Emunas Chachamim, the Rabbanim, the Emunah and the Derabbanans, the Emunah and the Derabbanans, and the Mesiris Nefesh. That is all that the Kisei covered, just like Yitzchak Avinu had by the Emunas Chachamim. What a beautiful insight of the Kosher Glover Rebbe based on the Chazon Sofer. Finally, the third and final idea from the Mor v'Shemesh. The holy Mor v'Shemesh, the Talmud of the Ramaylech, the Talmud of the Chayze, he learned by both them, by the Chayze and the Ramaylech. He says, why is it we don't blow the shofar when the Shana falls down on Shabbos? And the Ramaylech, the Mor v'Shemesh says very simply, that with what we accomplish during the week through the shofar, we accomplish on Shabbos without the shofar. Umash anu po'alim b'yimei ha'shivu l'adei ha'shofar, yicholim lifo b'Shabbos kodesh below shofar. And he says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim Pe'alef, Shatiku b'shodesh b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. The pasuk that refers to blowing the shofar, and when the month is covered, he says, "Look at the Rashi Tevos. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesa is actually the osi tiku b'chodesh shofar. There's Rashi Tevos Shabbos. Nesivah Shalom says tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesa is b'shabbos b'shabbos. But says the Mor v'Shemesh, that which we blow the shofar throughout the week, we blow on Shabbos. We get the schus of on Shabbos without the shofar. That which we, the results we get, the mercy we get, and the rachamim we get from the tremendous actions of the shofar, that which brings the Rabbonu Shalom tremendous, tremendous rachamim from the kisei of din to the kisei of rachamim, we actually get that on Shabbos without the shofar. And he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar tells us that on Shabbos, it's parish misitra achra. There's no sitra achra. There's no yitzhar in it. The chol dinim is abrimine. There's no din. There's no gvura in the world. The satan has no koichas. Says the Mor v'Shemesh, when Shabbos comes, all the koichas haram are gone. And he says, ein srichim l'shoifer. You know what? You don't need the shofar because we don't need to mix up the satan. We don't need to get the satan to be able to banish him and to mix him up, because all the koichos haraim, Shabbos is the ultimate day of ahava. It's when we leave the week. Meis parav shibas simen yafalo. The Gemara says when someone passes away on Friday, It's a simen yafalo. Says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. What does that mean? Be'erev Shabbos simen yafalo means they're able to be able to change. The whole week happened, and now I focus on Shabbos. Shabbos is, the whole week is Tshuva Meira. Shabbos is Tshuva Me'ahava. When we become an Evid from the week, and we become a Ben on Shabbos, according to Rav Kluger and all the Sfarim HaGedoshim. Says the Mor B'Shemesh, that which we accomplish on, during the week through the shofar, we accomplish on Shabbos. We don't need the shofar, because Shabbos is the shofar. Shabbos is the shofar to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because at the end of the day, we feel that ultimate connection. There's nothing blocking. The Satan doesn't have any koichas on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't need the shofar, because our shofar is the Kiddush of Shabbos Kodesh. What amazing insight for the Mor B'Shemesh. So let's just review these three ideas. We said for the Meshech Chachma, Parshas Emor. At the end of the day, why don't we blow? Why don't we blow the shofar? Because we know, even if we own a Sachman Patrick, Zer the Rabba, you know what? At the end of the day, we put ourselves on the side of the Mesir Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because even we had every right to be able to blow. But says the Meshech Chachma, we're so scared that of the honor of Kavod Shemam for Kiddush Shabbos, we're able to even put ourselves on the line and put ourselves in a Sakana Gedola in order to make sure that to upkeep Shabbos Kodesh. And just like we had the Mesir Nefesh of Kedas Yitzchak, so too the Ribbono Shel Olam sees us, the Akedas Ruchnis, that we're able to put ourselves on the line without the shofar. And he says that itself is the Mesir Nefesh. That is the Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak for us is by not blowing on Shabbos. It's by not blowing. So we have, according to Raisa, it's allowed to. But says the Meshech Chachma, by us not blowing, that is actually us blowing. Because we want to make sure to uphold the Kiddush of Shabbos Kodesh. Then we came to the Kosher Glover Rebbe, the Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi based on the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says, why isn't it called Akedas Avram? It's called Akedas Yitzchak. It's called Akedas Avram. Avram had to kill his son. Which harder? Says the Chasam Sofer. No, it was harder for Yitzchak, because Yitzchak didn't hear that, have the command. Avram had the command. Yitzchak didn't hear it. Shelo shama mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's the same thing over here. When we don't hear it, but we have Emunus Chachamim, just like Yitzchak Avinu had Emunus Chachamim. He had Emunah and Avram Avinu, that he had a command. And we have Emunus Chachamim that Rabbah told us we shouldn't do it. Therefore, it's the same Emunus Chachamim. And we're Ma'oira, the same Rachamim by the Rabbonu Shabbat Kedis Yitzchak. When we believe in the Chachamim, and we believe in the Torah, a Torah Shabbat Peh, and we believe in the Emunus Chachamim, we believe in the Torah. It's Oyla the Kisei Kovot, says the Eretz Tzvi, says the Kosher Glover Rebbe so beautifully, and it brings down the same Rachamim by a Kisei Yitzchak. And finally, a third and final idea for the Mor B'Shemesh, that which we accomplish throughout the week through the Shofar, the Rachamim that brings from the Shofar, we accomplish through Shabbos Kodesh. This is what he says in the Pasuk, says in Tehillim. We're going to say this on Rosh Hashanah. Tikkun B'Shchodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chagigun. We're going to say this tomorrow also. Tomorrow's Shir Shayom, that we should blow the shofar. Tikkun B'Shchodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yom Chagigun. Tikkun B'Shchodesh Shofar Zohar Shetiv Shabbos. Because the Zohar says on Shabbos, the din has the other side, whatever that means, the strictness has no ability to touch us. Therefore, when Shabbos comes, all the koichos aram, there is no satan on Shabbos, and therefore we don't need the shofar, because we already have the ultimate connection. There's no barrier there, because we have the ultimate kedusha of Shabbos. And that is three short reasons brought down, Rabbi Simon brings down other reasons, but three reasons that I very much connected to. One, the Mesiras Nefesh for Kedusha Shabbos of the Meshech Chachma. And number two, from the Kosher Glover Rebbe, Emunus Chachamim, Emunus Torah Shabbat Peh. And finally, the third and final idea, that Shabbos takes place of the Shofar itself. It should be Zochav Ez Hashem to take this Shabbos Kodesh and to really believe in these messages. And when we don't blow the shofar, that's exactly blowing the shofar. And we have the Mesiras Nefesh for Shabbos Kodesh, we have the Emunus Chachamim, Emunus and Torah Shabbat Peh, and we understand the Kedusha of Shabbos is the shofar. We should be Zochav Ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with tremendous rachamim this year, tremendous rachamim, and be zochah to the ultimate geula, and the ultimate ksiv chesim tovah, good given share for us, and all of Klal Yisrael, Hashem Shkoach.